Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. There's a relatively new disease that's causing sassafras trees across the state to begin to die. University of Kentucky Extension Horticulture Agent Kelly Jackson. University of Kentucky Extension Horticulture Agent Kelly Jackson says the disease can cause some damage to trees in home landscapes and on farms.
Disease that attacks sassafras trees is called laurel wilt. Not a economically important tree, but in home landscapes it can be an important tree to individuals. They should expect to see trees that'll just start to defoliate. They go down pretty rapidly.
Jackson says the disease is caused by an insect that attacks the tree.
This disease is spread by a little insect, and the insect will drill holes into the tree and leave these toothpick shape frass. It's the waste of the insect that sticks out of the trees, almost like little spikes. Not always obvious, but that's a good sign if you happen to see that there.
He adds the insect has migrated to our area from the southeast.
There's no prevention for it. It's more of an awareness at this point. It came in originally, and I forget if it was Georgia or South Carolina, and it attacked bay trees, which is not a tree that we have here, and now it has jumped to a different species that we do have a lot of.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody, but whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Extension Horticulture Agent Kelly Jackson says people may begin to notice the disease affecting more trees across the state.
They shouldn't be surprised if they start driving along highways where sassafras grows in fence rows and other places and just seeing lots and lots of dead sassafras trees. That's what's going on. Unless some native predator figures out how to eat the insect that spreads the disease, there's probably not a whole lot that's going to stop it. Right.
He adds the disease is continuing to spread all across the state.
It's apparently has been in Kentucky maybe for the last couple of years.
Okay.
They've spotted it as far north for the border all the way up into Owensboro area. And every time they go out to search for more of it, this is being done by the Kentucky Division of Forestry. And then some of our people at UK, they find it everywhere they're going. So it's moved pretty rapidly.
Jackson says the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service and the Kentucky Division of Forestry are continuing to track this disease as it makes its way across the state. He says if you see evidence of this disease on sassafras trees, please contact the Cooperative Extension Office near you. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.